107 WIRX. Hey, what's happening? Good morning. 712, my sweet deer hunter is out sick today. Poor little furry fella. He's not feeling well. Man, I tell you what, make sure you're washing your hands, keeping yourself on. There's just sickness going around everywhere. Awful. I mean, I was sick before I went to Ireland. Kiki got sick when we got back from Ireland. Hunter was sick before that. Everyone's sick. It's gross. Everyone's just hacking phlegm everywhere. So anyway, so if you get a chance, just message Hunter and tell him to get better or stop being such a pussy. You can do either one of those. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, this didn't take long. Last week, recreational marijuana was legalized in Canada. We talked about it. It's a big deal. It is legal across all of Canada. And just 2 days, 2 days after it was legal, the country started facing a massive weed shortage. That's right. They are running out of weed in Canada. I mean, we should have seen this coming. See, that's the thing is, and for anyone who's worried about the legalization of marijuana, saying it's going to get out of hand, yada, yada, yada. All right. For like the first month, it's going to be kind of crazy because people are going to be like, oh my God, I can buy this legally. But then, so you'll have this huge surge, and then it'll go back down to where it is. Obviously, there'll be a rise in it because it's legal, but there's always that. Everyone just goes bananas. It's like when the McRib is back, okay? When the McRib is back, everyone just goes, I just balls deep in McRibs for like a week, and then it plateaus. It evens out. So don't worry, and I'm sure Canada will have plenty of weed if you're planning a trip there or anything like that. So if you had a weedcation or something like that coming up. Well, you didn't win the Mega Millions on Friday. No one did. I know I bought some tickets for the Plan B morning show. Kiki and Hunter and myself went in on a pool together. We did not win because no one did. So tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $1.6 billion. That's the biggest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. And it makes the Powerball jackpot look weak, even though that's going to be $620 million. That's on Wednesday. So Tuesday, you got the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. Wednesday, $620 million for the Powerball. Jeez, that's insane. No one has won the Mega Millions jackpot since a group of coworkers from California hit it back on July 24th. No one's won the Powerball since August 11th. I'm going to buy another ticket. I have to. It's $1.6 billion. Even if you do the cash pay, I mean, there's more money than you would know what to do with. It's just pure insanity. So if you want a chance to be an instant billionaire, you can do that. $2 for a $2 investment, you could very well be a billionaire. That's crazy. But your Mega Millions chances are 1 in 302.6 million. Not that bad. Lastly, according to a new survey, 57% of millennials would be willing to give up sex for 6 months if it meant they could travel the world for free. But only 41% of millennials would give up their phones for a chance to see the world. Okay. What kind of crazy upside down world are we living in where your phones are more important than sex? I don't know. Maybe things have changed. I'm a millennial. Okay. I fall in that category. I'm on the early part of it. Like I'm right on the cusp. But I wouldn't. No. Sex is way more important than a phone. Way more important. I don't get it. It's those younger millennials that just make weird choices. You can travel in the world. I want to have sex. That's all. You can take my phone. I'll stay put. As long as I can keep getting it on a regular basis, I'm fine. I'm fine. I can just go on a computer if I need to. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?